Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 435 for Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were 30 cents to $1.50 per ton weaker in early activity on Wednesday. The July contract was down 40 cents at $526, pressured by weakness in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil and overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil. From a technical standpoint, canola prices have hit resistance, which could cause further declines. Canola is likely to move to the lower levels of a sideways trading range, which is bearish. But weakness in the Canadian currency limited losses on Wednesday by making canola more appealing to international buyers. Strong commercial demand for canola also underpinned the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were about 2 to 6 cents per bushel weaker on Wednesday, with the July contract down 6 at $11.63, pressured by advances in the U.S. dollar and losses in crude oil. Lower crude oil futures reduce the likelihood that processors will blend higher than mandated amounts of biofuel. Spillover weakness from the soy oil and Malaysian palm oil markets added to the bearish tone on Wednesday. However, strong demand for U.S. soybeans due to crop loss in South American countries underpinned the market and limited losses in early activity. The expectation for above-average temperatures in the U.S. into the summer also capped declines, as that weather could curb yields, which is bullish. Corn prices were about 3 to 4 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the July contract at $4.33. The market felt pressure from China selling off its reserve stockpiles, which is bearish. Losses in crude oil and a stronger U.S. dollar added to corn's declines. But forecasts for above-average temperatures in the U.S. limited losses on Wednesday. For wheat, prices were 1 cent per bushel weaker to 2 cents higher, with the Chicago July contract at $4.35, moving lower with winter wheat harvest pressure. Rain in Australia is supporting the country's crop, which added to the declines on Wednesday. However, too much moisture in Europe could hurt the region's production, which limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.